far away. In the depth of my spirit tonight lies a melody sweeter than some in celestial light sings it and sings it. Oh, my soul, I can infer it. Wonderful peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father, from the Father above, sweep over my spirit forever. I pray in the fatherless pillows of love. What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, buried deep in the heart of my soul, so secure that no power can mine it away. Oh, my soul, eternity, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father, from the Father above, sweep over my spirit forever. I pray the fatherless pillows of love. I am resting tonight in this wonderful peace, resting sweetly in Jesus' control. Kept from all danger by night and by day, and the years of his blood in my peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father, from the Father above. When I rise to that city of peace, where the author of peace I shall, though I see my Savior, that one strain of the song which the ransom will sing, in the heavenly kingdom shall.
Praise the Lord. I really love today's worship. I was inside there, I said, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Every song was just going through my very spirit.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Amen. Let's sing one song again. Let's look at Draw Me Nearer. Praise the Lord. How many want the Lord to draw him nearer tonight? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's already here. Just sing it. We heard his voice. And he told us something.
To me. But I
love. We heard his voice. Tonight. As closer to yourself tonight, Lord. Oh Lord, let us rise in the arms of faith.
To thy cross.
Tonight, let us rise in the arms of faith.
With our stars. Draw us nearer,
Lord.
Draw me nearer,
blessed Lord. Thy precious bleeding child. Oh, consecrate me now, Lord.
Consecrate me, Lord, to thy service tonight. To thy service, my Lord.
By the power of grace divine.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Let my soul look unto thee.
My soul, with this steadfast soul, and my will be in thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, draw me nearer. Oh, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Yes, Lord. That's our prayer tonight. Consecrate us, Lord Jesus, by the power of thy grace divine. Let our soul look up with steadfast hope tonight, Lord. Oh, the beauty light of a single hour that before thy throne I stand. Oh, when I kneel with thee, my Lord, I commune as friend with friend. Oh, draw me near.
Where thou
Lord Jesus, tonight. That's our prayer, oh God. That's our prayer tonight. Oh, draw us closer to thee, Lord. Oh, my brother, my sister, in his presence tonight, just say, Lord, tell him, Lord, oh, I want to be closer. Lord, open my ears. Lord, prepare my heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight I'm here. The very place we look at Calvary tonight, Lord. Brother, my sister, tonight, just bow down your heads and just say, Lord, tonight, consecrate me to thy service. By the power of thy grace divine, let my soul tonight look up with all steadfastness of hope. Just say, Lord, tonight, I surrender to you. Lord, the purpose why I'm here tonight before your presence, Lord, let it be upon me, O God. Just surrender yourself. Commit yourself to the hands of the Lord tonight. Commit the meeting into the hands of the Lord. Commit the word that will be coming to the hands of the Lord. Ask for the spirit of prayer tonight. Oh, tonight. It's the first prayer meeting of the year. And whatever we lay as a foundation, whatever you lay as a foundation, that is what you are going to build upon. Lay a foundation tonight, my brother, my sister. Lay something with the Lord. The Lord. It's the beginning of the year. The first prayer meeting. Oh, the year is gone. 2013 is gone. You've ushered us into the beginning of another year. Lord, we want to see something greater in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Oh, draw me nearer, blessed Lord. Oh, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, oh, how grateful we are, oh Lord, that, Father, once again we have this grace, oh God, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you. The weather is so bad outside. But Lord, it's just because, oh God, we have your children who have escaped from the corruption of this world. And so nothing can hinder their faith, oh God, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, tonight, oh Lord, being the first prayer meeting of the year, oh God, Father, we want something to be established, Lord. We want something to take root, oh God. We want something to build in us, Lord. Father, we pray that tonight, Lord, as your word assures us that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst, Lord. We believe that, Lord, you are here. Father, we pray that, Lord, you take your own word of God and give us, Lord Jesus, a quickening faith, Lord, that by it, Lord Jesus, by your own spirit, to God, Father, let us give the utterances that, Lord Jesus, is according to your will, O God. Father, we pray that tonight, Lord Jesus, you take absolute control. Let us, Lord, feel your presence. Let us receive from you, God, tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, even as we turn to your word, O God, Father, bless your word. And let it be alive, O God, unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As we are still standing, let's take our Bibles and let's turn to, we have two readings tonight. One is 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter 1. We shall read from the 4th verse to the 9th verse. And then our second reading will be in 2 Corinthians. Our second reading will be 2 Corinthians 6, 16. Let us first hear the word of God from 2 Peter 1, 4 to 9. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and had forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. I said tonight. Amen. Let's bow down our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we have read your word, O God. Oh, how sweet your word always is, O God. And Father, we know every word there is life in it, O God. And even that word that we have read tonight, Lord, we know that it is life, O God. Father, that is why we are here. Because, Lord, we want every dead condition that is in our lives, O God, be resurrected, O God, and brought, bring life, O God, unto us, Lord Jesus. That's why we are here tonight, O God. We surrender our soul, our spirits, our body, our thoughts, our minds, everything, O God. We bring them upon the altar. The Lord Jesus, let your fire descend and consume it, O Lord. Amen. Father, that's our sacrifice tonight. Lord, let us live here with the purpose for which, Lord, you have called us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, glory to bless you. The weather very bad out, but yet, oh, the Lord has given us the grace for us to be gathered together in his name. We are still on our studies. You know, during the Christmas meetings, I just picked some thoughts from the studies that we were doing. But I want us to really get the whole picture really very well. That's the divine nature. Amen. Amen. The divine nature. We have spoken, we have taken a lot of thoughts from it. But tonight, let us go back to it again because it's a time for prayer for tonight. Amen. And so that's why we still read the second reading as we are seated. Let's just read the second reading. sorry, that is 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. And he said, "And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we see a scripture also in Revelation, as Revelation 21. We see a scripture in Revelation. Is it 21 or 23? I know Revelation 23. Revelation 21, when he asked, he said, verse 3, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them." Oh, praise the Lord. "And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them. And he be their what? Their God." Amen. Amen. So, we are coming on the divine nature. And what the prophet said, the divine nature is what? Is the Spirit of God in you. As God himself reflecting himself in a man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So from the scripture that we just read, one thing that I'm so much happy about, that makes me so glad, and I like it so much, is that people that have escaped from the corruption of the world. And the prophet was saying that now that is the type of person that he is talking to. He's talking to someone that has escaped from the corruption of this world. A person that has escaped these things, see, and the corruption of the world. See, he's talking to the church. These scriptures, 2 Peter said he's talking to the church. People that have escaped from the corruption of this world. Praise God. And then he talked about, he said, we must what? Be partakers of his divine nature. Be partakers of his divine nature. And that is when God is tabernacle in a man reflecting his divine nature. Amen. See? God is tabernacle in a man and then reflecting his divine nature. God in a man, God in you, God in me. Then God reflecting his own nature. Praise God. So it's no more you. But it's God that is what reflects. He is in there because we are the temple of God. He said he wants to dwell in us because he cannot dwell in any temple that has been made with what? With hands. Oh, praise God. He said, how be it? See, that's what the scripture says. He said, how be it that the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. See? God dwelleth not in temples made with hands. And this temple that he wants to live in, it is not made by what? Hands. Oh, praise the Lord. So as we read from the scripture, it said, we are the tabernacle of God. And so now the question is, how do we prepare ourselves as a living tabernacle for the living God to dwell in? How do we prepare ourselves as a living tabernacle for the living God to dwell in? God wants to dwell in you. My sister, God wants to dwell in you. My brother, God wants to dwell in you so that he will be reflecting his own divine nature. Praise God. The prophet said, now you are going to build a house. And the first thing is the foundation. And then he said, now building a house, Brother Wood, and some of these, Brother Wood is, yes, praise God. See, he said, Brother Wood and some of these carpenters and contractors here could tell us how to build your house. See? But I'm going to tell you how to build your spiritual house. Amen. Where God can dwell. Amen. He wants to dwell in you. It's from the prophet. He said he wants to dwell in you. He wants to make you like himself. He wants you to be reflecting his being. Amen. That is the purpose of God. Praise God. Before it was not God above us. Then God with us. But now it is God in us. Praise the Lord. That is where God has reached now. Is what? God in us. Praise God. So the first thing is the foundation. Brother, if you are building a house and your foundation is not strong, the house surely will what? Will break down. It cannot face what? The conditions. Amen. Just like Jesus said. See? A wise man, when he builds his what? His house. He builds it upon what? Upon the rock. A foundation. Because the rains will descend, the winds will blow, the storms will come and beat upon that house. But as long as it has a strong foundation, oh, that house can never what? Can never fall. All other grounds becomes a sinking sand. Amen. Amen. So the prophet said, so the first thing is the foundation. And he asks, what is the foundation of Christianity? Amen. The prophet asks, what is the foundation of Christianity? Amen. And he said, faith is the foundation of all of it. Amen. The foundation of Christianity is faith in the Word of God. Amen. That's your foundation. Then you begin to grow. You begin to add to this foundation. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do I have this in? Do I have it? Let's be there. So he said, faith is what? The Christian foundation. So now we are going to build a house where God is to come and dwell in. Tonight, our prayer will be on faith and virtue. We'll try to finish two and pray over them. Amen. Praise the Lord. The first two. Amen. At the end of it, then we got to really know that God, truly we have prepared a house for him to live in. Amen. During the Christmas meetings, I talked more about what? The faith. But let me just say one or two things about faith once again, all to bring out those things that we said in the first last meeting. What is faith? My brother, we got to know the real thing and hold on to it. This year, this is not a time of just reading something haphazardly, without any understanding. But let us now take it and understand it and be part of us. Amen. And begin to what? Demonstrate it. Amen. What is faith?
He said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
That's what the scripture says.
Amen.
Now the prophet said, you do not feel faith.
Amen.
Take notice, you do not feel faith.
Amen.
You do not taste faith.
Amen.
You do not smell faith.
Amen.
You do not see faith.
Amen.
Amen. You do not feel faith. And now know, feel, taste, smell, see. You all know what is it. It's the flesh.
Amen.
You can never be in the flesh and say you have faith.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
This flesh needs to die.
Amen.
If you have feelings, my brother, my sister, how can you get faith? Praise God. Watch these things, my brother, my sister. Let us now build that house for God. A house without blemish, without spots, without wrinkle. A holy house without blemish. Oh, a brother have done this thing against me. And you put it here. A sister had done this thing again. You put it here. My brother, what house, what foundation are you laying? It is a wrong foundation, my brother, my sister. What faith will you get out of that? My brother, my sister, tonight, wherever we have failed, let us surrender. Let us confess. So that the Lord God, he wants to live here. He said, God in us.
Amen.
Amen. So how do we get faith? How do we get faith then? Faith cometh by what? Hearing the word of God. Take notice of this. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Nothing else. So what are you hearing? What have you tuned your ears to be hearing? What are you hearing, my brother, my sister? Evil communication corrupts good manners. My brother, take notice of it. The things that we hear, we are laying a foundation, a house where God wants to come and live in. Then you tune your ears to be hearing things that are not scriptural, that are not spiritual.
Amen.
Faith cometh by what? Here, let us be hearing the word of God. As we are hearing now, myself, I'm listening to myself,
Amen.
My brother.
Amen.
We find out that faith has no hindrance, as we heard the other time. Faith has no hindrance. No hindrance can stop faith. So tonight, if there has been hindrances in your life, things that have been what? Have been a problem in your life, that things that besets you, my brother and my sister, tonight, say, Lord, I surrender all of them.
Amen.
You know the thing that besets you. You know yourself more than anyone.
Amen.
Any hindrance that is in your life, tonight, put it on the altar.
Amen.
Faith has no hindrance. Amen.
Amen.
We heard about that woman from Canaan. All hindrances were hitting her left and right. But she had made up her mind. She's not going to return with a sick child.
Amen.
It's a faith would acknowledge the word of God to be true. Every word of God, you say amen to it.
Amen.
Not to do some and leave some.
Amen.
You know what is written in what? James. Said, do all and fail in one. You failed in all.
Amen.
Brethren, we are building a house for God. God wants to live in. You acknowledge every word to be the truth. Not some and leave some. Faith does not deny the word. That's what the prophet said. Faith does not deny the word. He said faith is when you are persuaded. Amen. Faith is when you are persuaded. And when you are persuaded, you hold on to what? The covenant. The covenant. What is our covenant? That all things are possible to them that believe. All, not some. Praise God. Be persuaded that things in heaven, things under the sea, on earth, death, persecution, nothing can separate you from the love of God. That strong faith in God. You are persuaded. The trials you are going through, the difficulties you are going through, nothing can shake you. That's the foundation God is looking for. That house you are building, that's the kind of foundation he's looking for. Because the Almighty is coming to live in that house. And you just build a house with what? A weak, weak foundation. God will never come in there. Be persuaded, my brother, that all things are possible to you. Be persuaded. The woman with the blood issue, she had no promise, but she was persuaded. Amen. Amen. She had not read it from anywhere. No preacher have told her that, look, when you hold the helm of Jesus Christ, you'll be healed. No one has spoken to her. She has not seen it in the what? In the scroll. But she was persuaded within. That if I but touch the hem of his dress, I believe I will be healed. Amen. 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 That is the kind of faith God is looking for. Amen. Strong faith. Build on persuasion. You are persuaded that it is possible. Without promise. But we have promises. Amen. Because what Peter was saying, he said, look, he said, whereby the verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. We have been given what? Exceeding great and precious promises. That by these, as by these promises, Amen. We will be partakers of what? Of the divine nature. Amen. We've got the promises. This woman had no promise. But all what is that? Faith cometh by what? Hearing. All that she had was that this man can heal all manner of diseases. Amen. That's what she had. That this man can heal all manner of diseases. And that he can set those who are possessed, he can set them free. Even he can raise the dead. Amen. She was hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. Amen. Hearing the word of God. So all these things she was hearing, he said, she heard that, oh, that man, even the storms, the billows, the winds, they do obey him. Amen. Peace be still. Amen. And every demon has to keep quiet. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The master of the wind. Amen. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. Amen. That was on the heart of the woman. Say, he can calm the storms in my body. Make the sun to shine again. Bring real sunshine into my life. That's the faith God is looking for us to build this house where he wants to live in. Oh, praise the Lord. The prophet talked about Oral Roberts. He He said, Brother Robert, he heard him on the radio. He wanted to pray for people across the whole nation. And he said, Brother Robert told the people to hold their radio. Put your hand upon your radio whilst I pray for you. But listen to what the prophet said. He said, make your contact by touching radio. The man was doing that so that it would give the people something that they could put their hands on. Something to say, I've got it now. Because he told me to touch my radio. I got it. See? Now, that's all right. But real, genuine faith doesn't have to touch none of that stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm not condemning Brother Ora. Not at all. He's doing a great work and a godly man. And I'm sure think a lot of Ora Roberts. See. But what I'm trying to say, that faith does not need anything. See? Faith believes God's word. Amen. Then he asks, is it faith cometh by touching? Faith cometh by touching? Oh. Faith doesn't come by touching. But faith cometh by what? Hearing.
Amen.
Hearing the word of God. And the prophet said, that anchors it. That anchors it. See? That is the evidence. The evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
It's not a question of how to touch something before. Not that kind of faith. That kind of foundation God is looking for. Amen. And the prophet said, I can't put my faith on nothing else. Amen. Oh, it reminds me of that song. My hope is built on nothing else. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
My hope is built on what? Nothing else. He said, if I was going to put it on a church, which church would I put it on? Catholic? Lutheran? Methodist? Baptist? Pentecostals? See? What would I put it on? They are all crumpled up. And everything else, twist lines and everything. But when I put my faith in his word, it anchors.
Amen.
Amen. Let's put our faith in the word. That is where it anchors.
Amen.
Praise God. So my brother at the foundation, watch it closely. We have already learned more on faith. Praise God. Faith. My brother, the scripture says, if you are living in this flesh, you are out from the presence of God. But if you come out from this flesh, then you are in the presence of God. Let us die. Let us die. If there is still any kind of what? Life in you, my brother, my sister, die. Die tonight. It's the beginning of the year. Lay a foundation and grow upon that foundation. Amen.
Amen.
And see the works of God in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, he said, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. The second one, add to your faith virtue. And the prophet said, the Bible said, you see, we read over here in the book of Luke where it said, virtue went out of him. Is that right?
Amen.
If we are going to be like him, we must have virtue then.
Amen.
We must have it to be like him. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus' virtue went out of him. He said, who touched me? The disciples said, look, everybody is touching you, Lord. Then you ask, who touched me? He says, who touched me? Someone touched me.
Amen.
That touch was not a touch of faith.
Amen.
That's what God is looking for tonight.
Amen.
a touch of faith. Praise the Lord. So that virtue will come out from him and come and heal you. And now he said, if virtue came out from him to heal someone, then virtue must also come out of us to what? To heal someone.
Amen.
To help someone.
Amen.
To lift up someone.
Amen.
To encourage someone. Amen. To quicken someone.
Amen.
He said, it is the first song that I ever loved. The prophet said, the first song I ever loved in the hymns, one of the greatest was to be like Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To be like Jesus. Well, if I'm going to be like Jesus, I've got to have virtue that it can pass forward from me to the people. Because virtue went out of him to the people. Amen. So virtue said, before you can let it out, you've got to have it first.
Amen.
Tonight, my brother, search yourself. Do you have a kind of virtue? The virtue will take all these things again. Faith is virtue. Knowledge is virtue. Temperance is virtue. Patience is virtue. Godliness is virtue. Brotherly kindness is virtue. Love is virtue. All these things are virtue. My brother, do you have them tonight? Hey, Lord. Virtue! My brother, my sister. And we heard that, as we said last time, said, you are just like what? Cash machine. Huh? You are just like a cash machine. And then someone comes. He wants what? 100 euro. Then he slots in. Then it comes on the board. Insufficient fund. See? No virtue. You become insufficient fund. Brapele. Huh? Your brother comes to you. You know definitely his situation needs a kind of what? Brotherly kindness. But the way how you turn yourself against the person. What is your virtue? You don't have it. Virtue went out of him. He said, if someone tried to draw virtue out of us, the check will return insufficient fund. See? Praise the Lord. See? See? Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing to draw from. Check bounce. Somebody looking at you as a Christian. Or that somebody looking at you as a Christian and tomorrow see you out here, carrying on like a sinner. Not much virtue can be drawn from that. Amen. See? That's right. Virtue must be in us. You must have virtue in order to add to your faith. Praise the Lord. He said, if virtue went from him to heal the woman that was sick, he is expecting the same virtue in his church. Expecting the same virtue in his church. Because he was our example.
Amen.
And if he had virtue to give to the people, he expects us also to have virtue to give to the people.
Amen.
Amen. Then he asks, what is virtue? Virtue is strength, power.
Amen.
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 Virtue. You remember that lame man that was born, he was born lame, and they put him always at the beautiful gate. You know the story already. When Peter and John were going to the temple, the man stretched forth his hand to ask for alms. See? What did they say? He said, silver and gold we have none. But as much as we have. Oh, the virtue.
Amen.
See? As much as we have, we give unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk. Because they have followed the instructions. Stay in the upper room until you receive it.
Amen.
Now they receive the virtue. They have it. They can give it out also. Amen. The things that I do, same, you will do them also. Amen. And even greater. Amen. Silver and gold we have then. But look at what? Those seven children of Sheva, that's a chief priest. See? When they saw a demon-possessed man, and then they took him to a room. He said, hey, we cast you out in the name of Jesus that Paul preached.
Amen.
See? The demon just looked at them. Say, look, the Jesus I know. Paul, I know. But who are you people?
Amen.
One man, he beat all the seven children. Beat them really good. See? There's no virtue. My brother, I don't want to say an experience. I think one or two of people have already heard it before. When the brother, the wife was a possessed woman, he can beat the husband. Then the husband would run away from the house. And one time, my brother was what? The pastor. And he has traveled. And this woman beat him seriously and he ran away from the house. So the pastor wasn't in, so he came to my house. Say, brother, look. Say, oh. Say, no. Please, let us go. When we went, I started speaking to my sister. Sister, in a very soft way. See, a way that will just calm her so that we pray together. Because I needed to create the atmosphere of prayer.
Amen.
So that she will what? She will be part of that prayer.
Amen.
So that then I felt that it was time for us to what? To pray. Say, sister, are you ready that we pray?
Amen.
Then she stood up. With her fist clenched like this. Then he asked, who? And it was a man's voice. Brother, this is what I'm standing behind the pulpit. My wife is seated here. A man's voice. Who? When he said who, the brother has already run to standing at the door. He's just run to the door as quickly as possible. Just ready in case he will just escape. And I was left standing there. Say, my God. Then I remembered what happened with the prophet and the bull.
Amen.
So my. Because truly, I felt pity for her. So Lord, what is this? The whole face was changed. And when she said who, she started taking steps towards me. I said, this is it. When she was very close, I could see that she was really ready to what? To really give me a blow. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Come out of her.
Amen.
She just fell down.
Amen.
God is my witness.
Amen.
And she was just wriggling, crying. Before my brother could what? Mount courage to come. Today he's what? He's a pastor. Amen.
Amen.
And the wife, her voice, oh my, an angel's voice, Sister Ruth.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You see, if the virtue is not there, my brother, that sister would have beaten me really good because she was really tall. You see me, I'm a small man. And the brother is a tall man, Brother Fred. Very tall man, but the wife can beat him when the demon comes. See? My brother, my sister. Virtue!
Amen.
We need it, my brother.
Amen.
Because we may face that challenge one day.
Amen.
You will face it, my brother.
Amen.
My sister, you will face it.
Amen.
And virtue has to The work of virtue. That is the house we are building tonight, my brother. That's the house. And now let's take one thought and then we pray. The prophet talked about the lily. Amen. He said the lily, you know what it does? He said every minute the lily is drawing. Drawing what? Strength from the ground. It's drawing through the water. And spread its petals. Wonderful. So inviting. So that the bees come. And begin to what? To suck from them. And the prophet asks, if the bees come and they suck, they can't get what? The nectar. What would they say? Say, ah, what kind of a lily is this? What kind of a Christian are you? Amen. 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 And listen closely to what the prophet said. He said, every minute. Let me read it there. He said, he said, and every minute of the day it has to be drawing from the earth. See? And so, my brother, if we want virtue, every minute be drawing from the word of God. Amen. Be drawing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You need to be drawing. Amen. As in Revelation, he said what? Revelation 1:3 says, blessed is the man that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. You see, my brother, it's a question of what? Reading, hearing, and keeping them. Let the virtues keep them. Amen. Because you will need them.
Amen.
Amen. He said every minute the lily will be drawing. So that when the bees come, they can get. Amen. And meanwhile, it brings out what? Its petals, the flowers. And they are what? He said they are attractive.
Amen.
They invite. Amen. My brother, one of the virtues is that your life will be inviting people.
Amen.
Praise God. Don't be like a person, it's very difficult to approach. You haven't got virtue, my brother. You haven't got virtue, my sister. Very difficult for some people to approach them. Praise God. He said what? The petal, the lily, opens its petals and very attractive. It attracts. Your life needs to attract. And the prophet said, even if your neighbor cannot have a good testimony about you, then my brother, I said, you have to sit down and examine yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Because he said, we should be what? We should be blameless within and without.
Amen.
Said, your neighbor, if he hasn't got a good testimony about you, my brother, check your life.
Amen.
That unbeliever, we must be blameless. Within and without. Not only in the church that you look so godly. See? But when you go home, your neighbor even is afraid even to greet you. He's an unbeliever, but yet prove to him that you have some virtue, something very special. Till when the rich young man, with all his pride and everything, when he saw Jesus, he saw something very great in him. He saw something special in him because he lacks nothing. He asked Jesus, what lackest I? What lackest me? I don't lack anything. Then why do you go to him? But he saw something special in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let the world see something special that the world hasn't got.
Amen.
You can't buy.
Amen.
Seen in us. Oh, my brother, my sister, there is a table spread. My brother, come. Where the saints are fed, he gives his word. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed. Amen. Tonight, my brother, my sister, we stop here, but let's our prayer will be on faith and virtue. Praise God. We are building that house. We are building that house. God now is God in us. God wants to live in us. Amen. Jesus has the table spread. Where the saints of God are fed. My brother, go there every day and be fed. Amen. Be fed. And listen to the people he invites. He invites the what? The chosen people. As Peter said, and the prophet said about it, that the people that have escaped from the corruption of this world. These are the people he's talking to. He's talking to the church. Yes, my brother.
Jesus has a table spread with the saints of God of it. He invites his chosen people, come and dine with his banner hid and supplies our every need. Oh, tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine.
Oh, he would turn every situation that is in your life.
Come and
he's capable of turning it. Amen.
Disciples,
it's not a question
back
of what? A new cake,
so
but
Christ
a new life.
For the Master called to them, come and dine. If they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. Oh, the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, to be a glorious sight. Oh, the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus we will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calling, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine, come and dine, come and dine. Master calling, come and dine.
Oh,
you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calling,
sing it from your heart.
Come and dine,
once more the chorus.
Come and dine, come and dine.
Are you ready to dine? Are you ready to? He said, the prophet said, we've got to be drawing from him. He has it here.
He who fed the multitude,
he can turn
the water into wine.
Your life
to the hungry call it.
If you will be sincere, oh my brother, let us be sincere tonight. Let us be sincere to ourselves tonight, my brother. It is the time we are living in is God in us. Re-examine yourself. God in us is the life that you are leading, the life that you are portraying. Are you sure it is the life of God in you? Is it the divine nature? Is it the divine nature? Be sincere. Ask yourself. My brother, my sister, It's a question you need to answer yourself. And if it is not the divine nature of God, why not just confess and say, Lord, I've seen my mistakes. Like the prodigal son, coming to the realization, I've realized it with God. I repent of it. Lord, I want to build that house. Help me to lay the foundation, the right foundation. The faith. Faith without blemish. Faith without wrinkle. Faith without spot. Faith not coming from the world. The things of the flesh. But faith built upon the word of God. My brother, speak to the Lord. Speak to him. Speak to him. Speak to him. I want to start the year. This is my first prayer meeting, oh God. I want to lay the foundation. I want to lay the right foundation. And from tonight, I start building that house.
Hallelujah.
I start building that house from tonight, Lord. I've started building that house, Lord. All that Lord has been in me, I count them as dung. Just listen to Paul. The things that were before, the things that I've done before, in the past, Lord, tonight, they are dung before me. They are dung before me. They are dung behind me. And I don't need to look at the things. My brother, can you look at the things that are dung? Can you look at them? You look back and you see vomit. You see dung. You see dirty things. What is the need for you to turn back to them again? Let's build that house. God is looking. He wants that faith. Faith without hindrance. Faith that will say yes to every word. Lord, help me to believe every word. Oh, a house with a foundation of faith. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. We shall pray for the church, but before we pray, just remain where you are, but only the musicians will be giving us a song or the leaning and safe secure from all alarms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. That's the only arms that we need to lean upon. Just remain where you are. Remain where you are. As the musicians give us this song, what a fellowship. What a joy divine that we must have with our God. We need that
fellowship. What a joy divine.
What are you leaning upon, my brother? What are you leaning upon?
What a blessedness. What a peace.
Apart from the word, all other ground. They are seeking sons. What are you leaning on? There is an arm, the right arm of God.
And secure.
That is where you are secured. You are safe.
Leaning on the everlasting arms. For how sweet the path grows from holy kneeling. On the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day. Leaning on the everlasting. Oh, leaning, leaning.
Lean on Him.
Lean
on that everlasting arm. Lean on the word of God.
From all alarms. Leaning.
That is all where you'll be safe and secured.
Oh, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear?
My brother, when you are dealing with that everlasting arm, there is nothing that you can dread. There's nothing for you to fear.
Blessedness.
Oh, what a blessedness.
And
what peace.
Oh, I'm leaning on the everlasting.
My brother, let's watch. What are we leaning upon?
Leaning. And
we are going to pray for the church.
From all alarms,
we need virtue in this church. We need faith in this church. That when anything of the world, sickness, disease, what be it?
Oh, I'm leaning.
This must be a church
where
sin can never enter in. We need that virtue. We need that virtue in this church. Brotherly kindness. Love. The virtue that we need in this church. We shall pray. Committing the church into the hands of the Lord. Just my brother, just commit the. This is the house where you have been drawing. Drawing. So that you will be rich in virtue. So why don't you pray? Pray for your pastor. Pray for the officers. Pray that any time you come here, you can draw virtue. That the Holy Spirit will always overshadow everything that we do in this house. That any time you come here, you don't go back the same. But there is something that you are able to draw. He said Christ was our example. Christ is our example.
Lord, to identify, Father, even of thee, Lord, thine body, Lord, yes, Savior, that you would, Lord, Savior, Lord, tabernacle us, Lord, Savior, and use us as you would feel. Father, oh God, necessary at this time, we ask, Lord,
the windows, grant us grace, we pray, thy holy the windows Jesus. Of heaven are open. Just remain where you are. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Tonight, to God, we have given out our tattered garments. We don't need them anymore, Lord. Give us a robe of pure white.
Open, the blessings are falling tonight.
Yes, Lord, we believe it.
There's joy in my heart.
Do you feel a joy?
Since Jesus did everything.
Do you really see something has taken place
in
you?
I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
And that's why I'm happy tonight. Oh, the windows
of heaven now.
Oh, are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus makes everything right. Hallelujah. I gave him my old tattered garment. Oh, my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. And that's why I'm happy. Oh,
let's sing it once again window, as we call our precious brother.
The windows of heaven
Francois,
open, are open. The blessings are falling
with a prayer.
Tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus makes everything, since he makes it right, I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. And that's why I'm happy tonight. That's why I'm happy, and that's why I'm happy. Oh, one more time, we are happy, and that's why I'm happy tonight.
Let's pray. Father Lord, we humble ourselves before thy praises tonight.
Yes, Lord.
To thank you for the preaching of thy word, Father. If you have put these things in thy Bible, Father, and we are your elector, it means that is enough for us to have them, Father. That's why we want to put aside every human element, Father.
Oh, yes,
that
Lord.
Could hinder us, Father, to get the blessing that you have laid down for us.
Amen.
Father, forgive our sin.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive
Hallelujah.
Our trespassing. Forgive our shortcoming,
yes,
Father.
Lord Jesus.
Father, we ask you that you shall look to us down, Father, from heaven.
Amen.
With the eyes of compassion, Father.
Amen. Amen.
When we come down here 2,000 years ago, Father,
yes,
it was the projection of love, Father.
Yes, Lord.
When the love was projected, the sovereign's grace took place, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we ask you tonight, Father. The scripture that was read, Father, the word that was preached, Father, it for us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We don't need to manufacture it anything, Father.
Yes.
And we lay down ourselves before thee, Father, that you are the giver of all good gift, Father.
Yes,
that you shall give us, Father, the faith, Father.
Yes.
Shall give us the virtue, oh Father.
Oh, yes,
those
Lord.
Seven virtues, Father. Is for your bride, Father.
Amen.
For the church, Father. That's
Amen.
Why we ask you, Father, that you shall fill us with them, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you know the desire of our heart, Father. As Paul says, that the good that I desire to do, I do them not, Father.
Yes.
But the evil that I run away from it,
Hallelujah.
Is that what I do, Father.
Yes, yes.
And we humble ourselves tonight, Father,
Amen.
That you shall take the evil away from us,
Amen.
Father. And we shall be able to do good always, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, fill us with the agape of love, Father.
Yes,
if we look at the divine nature, Father, the divine nature can be just, Father, summarized in four letters, Father.
Yes.
Father, it can be summarized in love. Because if it wasn't because of love, nobody could stand
Hallelujah.
Here. Because we are born in iniquity, Father.
Hallelujah.
Shaped in sin, conceived in the way of liar, Father, that we were not ordained by thee, Father.
Yes, Lord.
But when you look down to us, you didn't look to the multitude of our sin.
No, sir.
You draw us closer unto thee, Father.
Oh,
that was
God.
Nothing but the expression of thy love, Father.
Yes,
even
Lord.
The scripture says that God so loved the world that he gave his begotten son.
Yes.
That whoever believes in him shall be saved, Father.
Yes.
And we already believe in thee. And we ask you, Father, that you shall grant us the virtue, Father, the
Amen.
Power, the strength that needed,
Amen.
Father. In this year, Father, grant us all the three virtues
yes,
that the
Lord.
Prophets say, Father, the power to live a Christian life,
Amen.
Father. The power of a Christian prayer life, Father,
yes,
and the anointing when we read thy word, Father,
yes,
that
Lord.
Something will come, Father, and will minister deeper inside of our heart, Father.
Yes,
we want
Jesus.
To commend our brother that has labored tonight, for the preaching of thy word, Father. He has put himself aside to seek thy face, Father, that we shall be blessed, Father. Surely we are not the same, Father. We have received something coming from thee, Father.
Yes.
When we leave this place, Father, we don't want to leave the same way we came. We want to live a changed people, Father.
Yes,
a change our inside, Father.
Amen.
That the nature inside, that the nature of God can be seen outside,
in
Father.
The name of
we commend
Jesus
all the brethren that are not here tonight and all the sisters at thy hand, Father. Many are in different places, Father. Those who are at work, Father, that you shall bless them, Father. Those who are in different activity, Father, that you also bless them, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Those who didn't make it because of the weakness of the flesh, Father, we ask you that you
Lord,
shall take
merciful,
them out of that
merciful
place, Father. And the next meeting, when we come here, we shall give glory and honor
Amen
unto thee, Father. As we want to depart from this place to our various places, Father, our different road, Father, we ask the angel of the Lord shall go before us, Father,
yes, Lord,
and that he take us away from all the work of the enemy, Father.
Amen.
The weather is not good outside, Father, but we trust in thee.
Amen.
Because you says, my angel shall go before
oh,
thee, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And we believe that your angel went
thank
ahead
you,
of us, Father. We come here, Father, and to give glory and honor unto thee, Father.
Thank you.
Surely, Father, we give you glory and honor. We give you praise because you have spoken to us,
Amen,
Father. Let the word that was spoken to us, Father, be made flesh inside of our
Amen
life, Father. That we shall be able to reflect the light
yes,
of the gospel,
yes,
Father. Help us all, Father, because we are needy people. Without thee, we can't do nothing, Father. That's why we lay ourselves at the cross, Father. That way you can take all the desire of the things of
yes,
the world,
Lord,
Father. All the nature of the world in us, Father. The nature that we are born with it, Father. We hate it, Father. And we want to divorce from it.
Yes,
and
Lord,
we want to separate it with it for good, Father. That we shall be able to bear the fruit of the Spirit, Father.
Amen.
We desire the leading of the Holy Spirit, Father, in this place, Father. That you shall lead us, Father. You shall lead everybody, and starting from the pulpit until the last, oh, Father, chair in the church, Father.
Amen.
Lead us all and fill us all with the agape love,
yes,
in the
Lord
wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. That here, the song, you sang this song. Put on your garment of praise and we'll sing that as we go.
Put on your garment of praise. Put on the garment of praise. And the spirit of heaviness shall fade away. If you put on oh, if you put on the garment of praise,
hallelujah,
if you put on the garment of praise,
oh, praise God,
and the spirit of heaviness shall fade away, if you put on the garment of praise. Put on the garment of praise.
Oh, my brother, if you
put on the garment of praise.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
If you put on the garment of oh, my brother, if you put on the garment of praise. Oh, my sister, if you put on the garment of hallelujah, in the spirit of heaviness shall fade away with you. Oh, my sister, if you put on the garment of oh, my brother, if you put on the garment of hallelujah, in the spirit of heaviness shall fade.